The controversial car ban on a city centre street will be scrapped after a U-turn by council leaders who said it was proving too hard to enforce drivers ignoring the rules. Norfolk County Council leaders said the ban in Exchange Street will be lifted to the delight of critics and the despair of those who had supported the restrictions, including leaders at Norwich City Council. Graham Plant, the County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure, said the scheme, made permanent last year after an initial trial, had been too difficult to enforce. A survey over a 48-hour period in January found nearly 1,600 motorists had used Exchange Street despite being banned from doing so. The closure has led to arguments, jams, fines, protests and arrests, and the Conservative-controlled council has decided, with the experimental traffic order which allowed the ban due to expire in November, to ditch it.
It's a title he last celebrated clinching 32 years ago, thanks to his daring chess moves. And now Norwich chess master Martin Walker has won the title of Norfolk's champion player of the game once again, 3 decades since last being named the King of the County. "It feels absolutely wonderful," Mr. Walker, age 58, said. "I've played in the last 3, and on every occasion I came second. I was seriously thinking I was going to become one of Norfolk's nearly men. I was starting to wonder if I'd ever win it again, so I'm both relieved and extremely pleased. I do hope it won't be another 32 years till I win it again, as I'll be a tad elderly by then." Mr. Walker lives in Sproston Road with his wife, Heather, who he met over a chessboard before marrying her in 2021, much to the joy of the chess community. "Heather's support and belief in me has been absolutely tremendous," Mr. Walker added.
A passionate Canaries fan has shown his intricate artistic flair to kick off Down's Syndrome Awareness Month. Richard spent many hours crafting his masterpiece based on Norwich City's traditional club crest. The 64-year-old, who has Down's syndrome, hopes that his love for art will encourage others with learning disabilities to take up the hobby. He spends up to 18 hours a week perfecting his artworks, which folk from Ambient Support and NANSA, the Norfolk and Norwich Send Association, who work with him, say really helps his well-being and mental health. Josie Bennington, team leader at Ambient Support and Richard's key worker, said, "Down syndrome affects people differently. Richard is very healthy, mobile, and understands language brilliantly. However, he finds it difficult to communicate verbally, so we'll use lots of actions to ensure he is understood. Art is extremely therapeutic for Richard. He absolutely loves it and is always busy creating." Richard is a passionate Canaries fan, and prior to the COVID pandemic, he attended many games at Carrow Road. He said, "I'm very proud of my pictures, and I love to show everyone what I have made. I feel very happy when I make art. I watch Norwich City play every match on the TV. It's very exciting, and they are the best team." Richard displays his artwork on his bedroom wall, making so much that he has to store lots in his cupboard and alternate them. Ambient Support has even displayed some of his works along the staircase and in the conservatory in his supported living home.
Crafters are being warned about online scammers taking money for bookings as they claim to be hosting makers' markets in big city venues. Social media has been used to connect groups and people for many years, but recently scammers have been targeting crafting groups. Fake accounts have been posting openings for stallholders at makers' markets at big venues, including the Forum in Norwich. People have been paying for their stall, only to then find they've been blocked by the account of the apparent organisers. Staff from the Forum posted warnings on social media last month, warning of a fake Christmas craft market that was being advertised online. Local councillor Gary Blundell, who represents COSSI at district and town level, said, "There are loads of events popping up stating that they're either as a venue or part of another established event, asking people to be stallholders. People pay money over to PayPal and they find they're suddenly blocked with little chance of getting their money back. And it seems to be happening more and more."
A controversial Norwich restaurant being run illegally from a suburban home has continued to operate despite being ordered to close. Orlando's in Earlham Road is continuing to trade with listings on Deliveroo and Uber Eats despite Norwich City Council issuing an enforcement notice in July this year, telling owner Orlando Williams to cease trading as a restaurant and takeaway by October the 10th. But since the deadline, neighbours have reported seeing delivery bikes continue to turn up at the home, with cooking odours still floating down the street. Norwich City Council said it is considering the appropriate action to take. Mr. Williams has constantly denied ever running a restaurant.
Further details have emerged after crews were seen filming across the county for a forthcoming Second World War film. Crews were spotted in King Street near Carrow Road, filming scenes for the production from October Films. Members from the Norfolk Military Vehicle Group were approached to supply props, including tanks, tents and war memorabilia. The production will focus on the experience of ethnic minorities during the war, with footage from King Street depicting the K6 unit, which was a detachment of the Royal Indian Army Service Corps that used mules to deliver supplies to the front lines. Scenes filmed on Winterton Beach are said to focus on American soldiers' experiences while fighting the Pacific War. An image was taken at the nearby Hemsby lifeboat station of a military vehicle in a fenced-off area in preparation for filming. October Films specialises in documentaries and has offices in London, New York and Los Angeles. The name of the documentary and streaming service it'll be broadcast on have not yet been revealed.
Now we have our second feature, again read by Edward Stanley and written by Sophie Skyring, who finds out about the ghost of Elm Hill.